Yeah, you understand? I wouldn't waste my time like that, like I do, if it wasn't for your sin here. That's right. And you need to think. None of you. Just because you've been around with a long time, 10, 15 years and all like that, that won't fix it either. See, if you don't live a life, I don't care how long you've been around. See, I don't care nothing about what board, a plank, a skip, a raft, that won't get it. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's nothing going to take care of the situation but the Holy Spirit in you. You see? Do you get that?
Right.
Now, give me at least five more minutes. Now, I told you I had a baby.
Right.
I told you I had a revelation. I told you that I've heard within all the world, and that no man been able to dispute or refute. You understand? Now, here is this talk here. Now, this is going to be what I'm going to say. Now, we call this series number one. This is the start. You see? Now, we start here with the beginning of Moses' day. I did not say the beginning of creation.
Right.
Well, we can start with the beginning of creation up here, too. Mm-hmm. Now, do you know what the beginning of creation is? Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is? Answer me.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. A lot of people think that the heaven and earth, I beg your pardon, that's not the beginning of creation. You see what, I mean? Now here's the beginning of creation. See, this here cloud symbolizes spirit. See, now this cloud comes down to Egypt, was formed down in Egypt, 1490 B.C., and led the children of Israel all out of Egypt and into the wilderness. See, and in the third month, now somebody said, well, what's the third month? That means that January, February, and March. No, third month, you see, is not the same in Hebrew time, but it is the end of our civil year.
Right.
You understand?
That's right.
That was June, the third month. Is that right? They come to Mount Sinai. That's in the Bible, folks. I didn't put it there, you see. And listen, I wouldn't even accept that if it didn't have some verification,
right,
confirmation of it. We just won't buy any of this thing down because somebody said.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? Why, we look in the book and we in the Bible. You see? Then there's interpolations in that.
Right.
We don't buy that.
Right.
See? You understand? So, now look, see? Now here's the beginning of the creation. Now, I'm just telling you like it is. Now, you can read until you get plumb boy and get sold to the thing that grow down on your feet and trip you. You understand? You won't find anything any different. Now, this is it. See? God is spirit. See, and this cloud indicates the spirit. Now, if somebody else had been standing around there, you understand? For instance, Pharaoh, he had a sore thing of it. Why? Because it wasn't revealed to him. You see? You understand? Now listen close. See? Now then, Moses went up into this tower. He was called up there, see? And Yahweh took on. Incorporeal. I did not say physical.
Right.
See? That's a spiritual embodiment. Now that is the beginning of the creation box.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be no repairs on that.
Right.
Understand? And then after he's taken on that form, Moses saw him in that vision.
Right.
See? Now listen, you are not supposed to buy it. See, unless John sees the same thing here on our planet surrounded by water. You understand? And what he saw in his vision, you understand? And the reason why he saw it in his vision that way is because it's this way here. And that's what he's out here on the island. Moses said in the beginning of his vision, he described the man as he saw him. Isn't that right?
Right.
Well, where do you find that in the Bible? See, don't never tell somebody something and you don't know nothing about it, where it is in the Bible or nothing. Do you understand? Let it be in your imagination. You get the point? Mm-hmm. And then after you read it back there in the law and in the prophets. See, you still got some over here. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. Prove that it's that way. See, that's the reason why, and so it is back here. See, now here's this starts here. It starts here with the fact. And it starts with, and it comes on down with the invisible attributes and all. Working like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And just if you know, it's how these lines are going. It's going all the way. Yeah, I play all down here. You understand? Nobody has ever been a person. Nobody has ever been a person. And they need to produce. Now, suppose somebody comes along and says, well, I'm a scientist. We're working in your research. Now, if he can't go into matter and get something out of that that God didn't know was in, that was in. See, you can't find it there. It's just not there.
Okay.
You understand? It don't make no difference about your name.
Right.
It was Einstein. It don't make no difference. Gamma. Bach. Newton. Just say anything. He can't find something that's not there.
Right.
Get the point? So, now that's where this whole entire thing comes from. And he turns, never digress, never deviate. Keep right on going. See, right straight on back. And right on back into the rim of eternity. Just never stop. Now, look, I don't care who says what. Anytime you get out of line, if that's out of line, you go. Now it's possible for you to know these things. That's what we have been doing, teaching down here in this school. Isn't that right? You see? And in the colleges, they say, well, yes, that's it. I never seen nothing like that before.
That's right.
I never heard of anything like that before. You understand? That don't mean that somebody else out there haven't had a charge. You understand? There's a whole lot of charge.
Right.
Ain't that right? You see? Now look, listen at me now. Missionary. You see, this works in the cycles of time.
Right.
That's right. See, right. That's what makes up your... That's what makes up. There's never digresses or deviations. It operates, I'm picking these words now, with unerring accuracy and infallibility. You understand? No mistakes. No errors in it. Now that's why I'm trying my best to teach you. You understand? So that you can do the same thing yourself. So that you can come in direct contact. See, you don't have to take my word for it, man.
Right.
See, you can make the investigation yourself.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? You see? Then you begin to see something, it becomes knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You might have faith and confidence in something.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You may be sincere. It's possible to be sincere and still be wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see?
That's right.
We appreciate the sincerity, but that won't help it none. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, nobody has ever wrote a thing. Has ever been able to do it. No sign of any word. Right down to tonight.
That's right.
You see? That's why we tell you. You see? And you know best. You know I'm not that smart. Don't you pray here. See? You don't even have to have no sense to know that I'm not smarter than everybody else in the world. But I bet that don't make sense, does it? You get the point? But now, anybody in the world can investigate. That's what we're doing up here for.
Right.
I told you I had it from day one. You see? Then I come along, listen now, and I told you. See? I told you why Adam, see, Adam, the first man. I showed you why he lived 930 years. All the patriarchs. Put it down, you know, and look, and told you why different ones come in at different times than when they went out. Mm-hmm. Even your own political party, and your president, and everything. And I'm telling you, you can do the same thing. See, and that's what the school is all about, trying to teach you. Now, you can refuse if you want to. You can accept it or reject it. And as far as we know, there's not another one in the world like this one. You see what I mean? It don't run like that. See? Now, people say this, well, look, in the air of America, say, we got all the translations. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
We got them all. And if we didn't have none, the story would be the same. You understand? It takes just that to prove the existence of God and His purpose. Understand?
Right.
And that's just how it is. And if you knew the wrath and the terror of God, if you knew the love of God, if you were able to take your eyes off of personalities and individuals, you understand? If you were able to do that, you understand? I'm not trying to take nothing away from no man. You understand? There has never been a man on earth, and there never will be a devil. See, we've even went so far in this group. Now, isn't it me? We've even went so far in this group and told you about the sperm that formed the human being and put them on in there. Haven't we, Dr. Adams?
Oh, yeah. Right.
See? You know anybody else done any better than that? You see the point?
Mm-hmm.
It's the reality of the thing that we're having.
Right.
You see what I mean? And listen, we're not going to buy nobody's false doctrine.
Amen.
Nobody's false teaching.
Right.
And listen, we've already been converted and we're not going to be converted.
Right. Right.
See? Understand?
Right.
Don't nobody have a thing off me that has. I'm off me. They're not off me. They can't teach me nothing.
Right.
See?
Right.
Now, that's hard things to say.
Right.
And I appreciate that. I realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were not helped in the inner understanding, you would naturally refuse to stay.
Right.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there hasn't anything happened anywhere in the world for 35 years. And look, you don't know of nobody. See? You never even read after nobody. Yeah, including them and those and what have you.
Right.
That have done any greater thing than what I have done. You don't know. For 35 years, and not in the history book. You see, these people have kept right up with it. Now, let me make this real clear to you. I haven't done anything. See, I don't have a thing to boast about. You understand? But it is Yahweh that gives me the message to pass it on to you. You understand? You can accept, reject, do whatever you want. You understand? You're okay. Now, do you all understand? Y'all have to kind of read this.
Yeah.
See, we get down to brass tacks. And we don't care nothing about us making clean.